Hi there. The word for you today is protect your life source. In Revelation 22, verse 17, reading from the Living Bible, we read, "Come and drink the water of life." Here is the picture. The Babylonians encircled Jerusalem and cut off its food supply. The question was, how long could they hold out? That's what the Babylonians kept wondering. But a month passed, and then two, and then an entire year, and still God's people were able to hold out. How come? Well, they had a secret. The secret of their survival lay in a water supply from a spring outside the city walls, where King Hezekiah years before had cut a 1,777-foot tunnel through solid rock. From there, the water passed under the walls to a reservoir inside called the Pool of Siloam. Without it, God's people would have gone down in defeat. But this is not just another Bible story. There's an important lesson here for you. To live victoriously, you've got to do certain things. Number one, know your life's true source, and that is Christ, your relationship with Him. Number two, protect that source from whom Satan, the Bible says he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And when you deliberately sin or disobey God, you open yourself to the attack of the enemy. And number three, draw from that source each day through prayer and meditating in the Scriptures. Listen to me. If your security, your strength, your self-worth, or your strategy for living comes from any source other than God, then Satan can defeat you. Everything you need comes from God. Everything. So protect and nurture your relationship with Him, because it's always going to be the focal point of Satan's attack. I mean, a day without reading God's Word isn't just a slip. It's a setup for failure. And prayerlessness is more than just carelessness. It's foolishness in the extreme. You're cutting yourself off from your source. You say, "Bob, I'm doing okay and I don't read or pray very much." Well, maybe you haven't reached your hour of testing yet. When it comes, and it will, without an established source to draw your strength from, you'll struggle more than you'll succeed. Is that really how you want to spend your life? If not, then the word for you today is, come and drink of the water of life.